The Ministry of Education, in a study conducted on the numerical strength of teachers in the country, indicates there are excess teachers in the system. According to the ministry, these teachers who do not want to be posted to the rural areas stay in the capital cities. In a particular school, the ministry says there exist about 4 to 6 teachers teaching the same subject. To check this, the ministry has started an intensified exercise known as staff rationing, whereby these excess teachers are being redistributed to the rural and underserved areas. Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, announced this in Accra during a pre-departure program for the first batch of national service personnel to the 3 regions of the north. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The National Service Scheme last year started a program where service personnel posted to the 3 regions of the north are transported freely to their various stations. This move is a way of motivating the personnel posted to such places where most people refuse to be posted to. The executive director of the scheme, Alhaji Moru Al-Hassan, said the scheme will always find other means of motivating the personnel apart from busing them freely to their various stations.
We are happy as a scheme that these young men and women have gladly accepted to do their service outside their hometowns and outside, especially Accra, where majority of people think that that is where service should be done. I must say that your services are needed in the rural environment of our country. This is where we have the disadvantage, and we must, as citizens or patriotic citizens of the country, avail opportunities to these rural people.
The Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, encouraged the personnel not to be discouraged about where they have been posted to, but make a mark at their various stations. He also commented on some initiatives undertaken by the ministry, especially in the postings of teachers to rural areas.
We have embarked on a staff rationalization program where we are redistributing our teachers and realigning the system, because it is just not fair. Because what excess teachers means is that in some schools in these cities I have mentioned, you have teachers who basically don't have classrooms and don't have subjects to teach because we have met the quota and there is excess. So there are about 6 teachers claiming to be teaching English, one subject, in one classroom. And yet, if you go to some other parts of our country, they will be lucky to have one teacher teaching kindergarten to JHS 3. I have come face to face with that, not only in my constituency, North Tong, but in many other parts of our country.
Some of the personnel posted to the 3 regions of the north shared some few words with their colleagues.
To us, our students, so we have only one Ghana, and wherever we have been posted to, it is our duty to serve, it is our duty to make sure that the privileges that we've got in the south, we send it to the north, so that they also realize that they are not alone over there, because we all know that there's disparity in resources, but we are going to go there and then help them to realize that there's always a chance for them to grow as we have grown in the south.
Personally, I'm glad to be posted at the northern region of this country, and specifically where they are deprived of people to serve and help in developing our mother Ghana. I want to say that I'm so much happy, and I'm going to make sure that I do my best.
You heard some teachers being posted to deprived areas of the country, ending that report by Yvonne Atilego.
Meanwhile, the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition has expressed worry about the quality of education at public basic schools. It says recent results of the BEC indicate that the quality of basic education is not improving as expected. In a statement, the coalition says the recent educational assessment results show that 81% of primary 6 students in private schools had at least a minimum grade of pass in mathematics, compared to 55% of primary 6 students in public schools. For English, 74% of pupils in private schools could read and understand well, compared to 30% in public schools. Additionally, the education sector performance report showed that the number of private primary schools increased by 13.9% between the 2008 and 2009 and 2012-2013 academic years, whereas the number of public primary schools increased by only 6% within the same period. It is therefore not surprising that the West African Examinations Council results released on the recent BEC said only 28% of the students, most of whom are from private schools, passed. Veronica Diago is a program manager with the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition.
We decided to do some research and we found that over the years, most of the students who have made it through from the junior high school level to the top senior high schools mostly come from private primary schools. Because of this, most parents want to send their children to private schools. And even though we do not have anything against private schools, but we believe that what is happening is going to create a divide where if you want quality education, then it means you should be able to pay for it. But the Constitution guarantees the right to quality education for every child.
Now, many people would argue that, well, government can only provide to a certain level. So if parents would want to get quality for their children and so they take them to private schools, then that's it. People should just accept it like that.
Well, you are right. But education is a fundamental right. It's something that is guaranteed for everyone. So there shouldn't be discrimination in the kind of quality anyone gets.
From the statistics that you put in the release, the impression you get is that if government does not come in to resource these public basic schools, then there's likely to be a collapse of the educational system at that level.
If government does not step in, then we are going to have two classes of people. People who have the money and so they can pay for quality education and have a better advantage in life. And those who are left out, who have to attend public schools and so will have to struggle to advance through the education system. It's going to create inequities. It's going to deepen the existing inequities in the education system.
Exactly what should governments be doing in this instance?
We are asking government to, first of all, ensure that there are public schools in these communities so that at least there's an option, because some of these parents are sending their children to the private schools because there are no public schools available in their community in the first place. We are asking government to enforce the existing regulation on the establishment of private schools. Many of the private schools around are not registered.
You heard program manager with the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Veronica Diago.